USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee after night two of the virtual Democratic National Convention, where delegates pledged their support to the former VP from every state and U.S. territory. And among the many who spoke last night was Colin Powell, a registered Republican who's throwing his support to Biden.
Today we are a country divided. And we have a president doing everything in his power to make it that way and keep us that way. What a difference it will make to have a president who unites us, who restores our strength and our soul.
The U.S. Postal Service now won't be making any big operational changes prior to Election Day. That according to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who announced yesterday he's also expanding a task force that's working to ensure the delivery of election mail on time. And this is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is out with its final report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report says President Donald Trump's then campaign manager Paul Manafort did work closely with a Russian intelligence official who might be connected to the hacking of Democratic Party emails. The bipartisan panel also accused the Trump administration of obstructing its investigation. President Trump speaking yesterday at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, where he touted his record for stopping illegal immigration and tightening border security.
Over the last 3 years, ICE officers have made over 380,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of over 145,000 assaults, 40,000 sex crimes, and 5,800 murders.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The World Health Organization is now encouraging people to get the flu shot, saying it may be more important than ever before. It says that's because immediately determining the difference between the flu and COVID-19 is difficult. There are an estimated billion annual flu cases around the globe each year, of which 3 to 5 million are considered severe. Though in most folks who don't have underlying health problems, it's certainly not as deadly as apparently COVID-19. Rhode Island was plugging one of its favorite foods and most popular products at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
A Rhode Island state representative there standing next to a giant plate of calamari as he spoke those words and then announced that while the restaurant and fishing industries in his state have been decimated by the pandemic, that famous appetizer is still available in all 50 states. And a dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America and the Atlantic Ocean is growing, and NASA says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station. The astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the state's data collection service to lose a couple of hours worth of data every month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.